Here's Twyla Braze with today's Health Freedom Minute.
In August, the New York Times said the PCR test for COVID-19 was being used incorrectly. Up to 90% of positive tests in three states are actually negative without sufficient virus to infect anyone. The PCR test is a problem. In 2006, a hospital thought it had had a whooping cough epidemic. The PCR test found 142 infected workers, but no bacteria grew from the cultures. There was no whooping cough or epidemic. In 2007, epidemiologist Dr. Trish Pearl said the test is a problem and may cause more pseudo-epidemics. Yet PCR tests are being used today for COVID-19. Perhaps that's why the New York Times did the study this year. But why has mainstream media and government ignored this very important study about false positive results for COVID-19?
Help us secure health freedom for all. Visit cchfreedom.org. That's cchfreedom.org.